Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 64. I wish I was on tour. I got my wingman, Zambo.
Hello.
And it's going to be an epic episode. Why?
Well, you know the gist at this point.
Anyway, so Within Brim Skin, brought to you, as always, by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So as you guys all know the drill, while we are in quarantine and not in studio, all right, we are going to be not doing the secret word. So I am so sorry. I know that you guys want to do it, but I'm sorry, we can't do it.
Just pick your own, scream at random like I do. I just scream into the void.
I can't do it in my house like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm already loud as it is. I project. And I can't do it in the house. It's too much.
You could do it in your house, but you're just afraid of the consequences from Danielle.
This is true. This is very true.
Which is completely valid and is totally fine. I'm not sniding you for that.
Speaking of Danielle, it is her birthday week. So yesterday was her birthday. We recorded on Monday, and we launch on Tuesday. So it is her birthday currently as we speak. But
happy birthday.
Wise. You know, her birthday was yesterday, and so my gorgeous wife is, in her now late 30s, which she's going to kill me when she hears me say that. but she grows more beautiful every year, so I am.
So you still just enamored. That. Good.
Yes, I'm still enamored with her, and what do you call it? My love, my dear.
Aww.
So we did a lot of cool stuff. What do you call it? Whatever you can do in quarantine. We had Fogo hooked us up, so we had a really nice dinner. Right before we did the shows, and it was really sweet. And they packed everything up, and they wrote notes on it. Happy birthday, we miss you, and like all the good stuff. It was so sweet, man. It's really sweet. I love them over there. So they're really good to us. And And Long, I mentioned on GHR, but his wife is about 33 weeks along with their first baby.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm wondering if it's going to be able to squeak out before the actual pandemic shutdown opens up again. You know what I mean?
Possibility is there.
I really hope that things open up for them where they can have a normal type of a situation in the hospital. Although, I know that Long and Fogo have been doing a lot of donations to the hospital over there that's not far from where the restaurant is.
Bethage? So
yeah. No. They're in they're by
Carl Place. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they're, hopefully they'll take good care of him. You know what I mean? Good people, man. Just good people all around. Did you get a hold of Corey over at Mod Cabin? Did you speak to her?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten around to reaching out to them. I do want to, though. It's just been on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of obligations I need to complete, and that's definitely one of them. So I'm getting there.
Gotcha. Well, what do you call it? It's been a busy week. What do you call it? Monday, Sunday was Mother's Day. Did you do anything special with your mom?
Quarantine
style?
I did. Other than my computer breaking down, but that was the only sad part about that. My dad and I, we cooked her breakfast. We made sure she was comfortable. She sat on the couch all day watching soap opera and TLC and all that good stuff. We cooked her crab legs, one of her favorite meals to enjoy as
for
well.
Breakfast?
As, no, for dinner.
Oh.
For breakfast, we made her eggs, bacon, pancakes, the usual, good, feel-good, stuff-you-up breakfast.
Gotcha.
And for dinner, we made crab legs. We made linguine and clam sauce with shrimp. and a few other little odds and ends when it comes to the seafood side. And my dad surprised her with a small little lobster, and it was really, really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, She's a seafoodie. So when she has those holidays, she's like, I don't care about it any other day of the year, but on my birthday, on Mother's Day, and on Christmas, seafood. Just give it to me. And we're like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I could be seafoodie. I see food and I eat it. You know, like, it depends on what kind of food it is. It's got to be good food. I like the good food. You know,
well, of course.
You know, I don't like bad food. I like good food. You know?
Speaking of controversially good food, and obviously I say controversial because you never know.
Right.
I had PDQ for the first time.
I've had it before.
People's Dedicated to Quality. It's a chicken place.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
It's comparable. To me, it's about the same quality as Chick-fil-A. It's all right. It's good chicken. You can't complain. Yeah. It's good fast food chicken. That's really my opinion on it. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm just saying, like, I just managed to pass by one over actually on the island, which I did not expect to see. And I was I'll do it.
It's on, what do you call it, Route 110.
Yeah, right
is
over.
Is that the one you went to?
Yeah, it's the one in Farmingdale. It's the only one on the island. So I was like, oh, hey, I'm right there. Why don't I just pop on over?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're pretty good.
It was good. I mean, we tried them. I think I brought it up on the show on GHR a while ago.
Probably. I will say, though, their sauces, pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I do like their sauces.
I mean, there ain't no sauce boss like Old Ring.
Listen, I ain't comparing them to your sauce. I'm comparing them to other fast food places' sauces.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I can't get over the fact that their prices are a little high.
A little bit.
They're a little high, and I don't, again, you know, with Chick-fil-A's prices, I think they're pretty high as well.
I think it's because they know their worth, you know.
but that's the thing, you know. Fast food is fast food. If you're gonna put yourself out there as fast food, you should be fast food prices. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't.
You can't get a burger for a nickel anymore, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. But you can get a burger for what? Like 99 cents, a dollar.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But you know, chicken.
But then again, it's quote unquote a burger. You know what I mean?
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
You don't know what the meat is. But yes, I'm not trying to argue the pricing. It is a little high.
You can absolutely argue it. What do you call it? It's not the Brim's opinion only that. It's everybody's opinion, you know? That's what makes GHR go around. That's what makes DWBS go around. You know, we don't have to agree on everything.
The arguments.
The arguments are what
or
makes
the spats,
it, you know?
I should say. Yeah. They're not really arguments. They're more just temporary spats.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. When we ate there, we were like, okay, this is not bad. Would I eat there right away again? No. You know, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like whatever kind of crack that they're putting into the Popeyes, you know, oh my God, I need to get this now. I don't care what's going on in the world. I need to get food from the Popeyes.
I am guilty of in the middle of my quarantine while being sick, I literally told my dad, either you get me Popeye's hot chicken right effing now, or I'm jumping out this window, getting in my car and getting it myself and coughing on every person I see.
That's awful.
Roger that.
Don't even say that. Because you know what it is? Because people look up to you. And
that's
what's going to happen
is that
is
very true. They're going to take it out of context.
Like, Zambo did this, so I'm going to do it too. And it's
I'm
going to
state for the record, do not do this. Because that was clearly a joke. And I did not say it that way. I said that as a bit.
Listen,
I actually just told my dad, please, I'm still sick. I want something hot, spicy. Just give me something like Nashville hot chicken. And he's like, I got you.
Well, listen. Again, I know you're joking. Most people know you're joking. But just like other people who claimed that they were being sarcastic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, well, we want to make sure that you know, people understand that this is not what Zambo actually did.
Exactly.
He was joking.
I'm not the person to make an offensive joke and wait for people's reaction to say, oh, I was just joking. Sorry.
Yeah. So Mother's Day for me, what do you call it? We got up. I did a breakfast for Danielle and the kids. I did some biscuits and what do you call it? Some bacon, some sausages. Got to make some sausage and some eggs with some cheese and scallions. What do you call it? Some coffee. You know, it was delicious. We did that, and then we went over and we did a backyard, you know, socially distanced Mother's Day with my in-laws. Got to see them and spoke to my stepmother on video chat, you know, which was nice. And for dinner, you know, we did I made a filet mignon for Danielle and the kids and some potatoes and so forth, and it was delicious, man. We did good stuff and things, and it was like a back-to-back, you know, and then we had, you know, the Fogo deal the next night with meat upon meat upon meat, which is always amazing. And good couple of days. That's you great. Know, it's not, and what's funny is we actually did Famous Dave's a couple of days ago. So it was nice. it was like meats upon meats upon meats. Nice. Gonna have the
speaking
sweats.
Of barbecue, my dad actually made homemade marinade for a rack of ribs that he got from the butcher.
All right. Well, we need to try that out.
Don't worry.
Why don't we do this?
I can make that happen.
let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim Raw.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Rim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back too with Brimskin.
Hello.
So you were talking about ribs
yes.
the last segment. Yeah. So you remember Chef Mark Bynum, who did those ridiculous ribs?
I do.
And brought them at the studio. And, you know, I've been doing these little impromptu Facebook Lives with friends.
Yes, I've been paying attention to a few of them. I haven't managed to log in and chat with you yet, but I have been paying attention and watching them after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, it's always, listen, if you come on, it's not like just a random person. I'm going to bring you on, you know?
So I know.
You should come on and hang with us. But what do you call it? Chef Bynum was on with me. You know, I'd gone on, he was doing an Insta Live about a week or two weeks ago, something like that. And when I saw him on, I figured, let me go join him. He put me on, and the two of us were going back and forth, and I was like, you know, did you set up your podcast stuff yet? He goes, I don't know, I didn't set it up yet. I go, well, it's time to set it up, brother. We're going to do something live next week. He goes, oh, man. So what do you call it? It gave him the kick in the pants he needed to get his stuff set up. And what do you call it? We started a live. And so it was Chef Mark Bynum. And then I messaged, you know, I was trying to see who was popping in and so forth in the messages. And Dinko D from Leaders of the New School, Dinko popped in, and I was like, hey, you want to come on? He's like, sure, why not? Let's do it. So he came on, so it was the three of us for a while, and it was really, really cool. And you know, Bynum was talking about, you know, all the stuff that he's done. I don't know if you knew this. I think he might have mentioned it on the show, but do you know, like, Oprah has eaten his ribs and absolutely loves them?
No way.
Yeah, they were on the cover of Oprah magazine, the O magazine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Was, you know, and yeah, man, it was fun. It was good catching up with him. Great catching up with Dinko. Then I had, the other day we did Veronica Taylor was on. And I said that was when I messaged you guys. I was like, hey, do you guys want to pop on with me? And V came on Kim didn't know. She's like, oh yeah, I'll hop on for a little bit. She had no idea that you know, anybody, Veronica was coming on. So she pops in, she goes, and there's Veronica. I was like, oh, here, you know, Veronica's in the room. Goes, oh my God, hello. It was good. It was a surprise.
That's cool. It's a nice little surprise. Yeah.
Veronica hung out for a while. And
that's the one I haven't watched yet. So I'm going to get to that this week.
Yeah, that was fun. What do you call it? Then Tom starts coming in the messages. I'm like, Tom, why don't you just come on with us? You know, like, why don't you just join us?
He was being a bastard. You know why? He won't jump on.
No,
he'll jump on. Oh, he did? Oh,
okay. Yeah. Then Veronica had to go to one of those what do you call it, parties? You know, where they all do the drive-bys. You know,
we did that for one of my friends who just got married and had a birthday at the same time.
Oh, there you go. So we did. She was doing that. So she got off, and then I went random, and I had on. I had DW from Earplug Podcast Network popped on.
Herb.
JC from Walmart that we know, I had Sean from Circling the Drain pop on. Nice. And we just had a blast. We're all just sitting and BSing. So that was the other day. I had it on my personal Facebook. I wanted it to be like small, intimate, fun. You know what I mean? Whoever pops on. And then we'll just put it out. I'll put it out later. And then whoever wants to watch it, watches it. I had Steve Coulter came on and hung with me the other day. For those of you who don't know Steve, you should, but he's been in a million different things, but Walking Dead, Insidious, Purge.
Really? That's awesome. He came on.
Yeah. So he was hanging, and then Ernie O'Donnell popped in on the chat, and I was like, you're coming on. Then Ernie came on and hung with us, and it's the first time that they had spoken in quite a long time. So it was a nice chat we had there. And then I had the other day with Chris Wirtz, we were talking about the state of conventions and so forth. Cause Chris is from Great Philly Comic Con, Great Allentown. Yes. And then, Terry Naughton popped on from Disney. And, for those of you who are not aware of Terry Naughton, another great guy, we were talking about, his career with Disney and, that he had a lot to do with characters like the Beast and Genie and, and Zazu, like some crazy characters. So
yeah, he's done a lot.
Really, really fun, intimate conversations that, shooting at the hip. We weren't doing shows, We're just like, let's go live, let's hang out. And that's what I've been doing, just enjoying it and just kind of chilling. So you should definitely be hanging out on some of those.
Next time you're thinking about, message me anyway, regardless of whenever you're doing them, because there may come a time where I can just jump on multiple times. But tell me the next time at least you're going on. And if I can plan around it, I'll jump on, because I definitely want to just be a part of it. Just for the hell of it, just sit back and chat again like we usually do anyway, just to do it, man. And hopefully my webcam will be back up, because I got to deal with that stupid computer problem.
Well, the cool thing about this stuff is that it's not planned at all. It's legitimately
all impromptu.
Yeah, it's all impromptu. I told speak to everybody maybe like 5 minutes prior to going on. Yeah. Like, hey, I've been doing this. Do you want to come join me? And they're like, yeah, the only one that's planned out ahead of time, and I don't know if we're definitely doing it or not. But I know that Charles and I spoke about it, and he said he'd love to come and do one with me. But he's swamped for the next week or two, and then he wants to get on and hang with me on one. So he'll pop on and do it. So it's a lot of fun, and it's just I have to have the time to do it. I have to have the time.
That's really the biggest thing, having the time.
Yeah, and I've been doing a lot of interviews. I've been trying to get those out, done while I'm quarantining. And
of course.
I have out right now. If you guys check out 88 Miles Per Hour podcast, I just did. It was like an hour and a half, 2 hour deal with them. They're from the Brother Bear Network, and I've known those guys for years. Really cool dudes, and I did this thing. We were talking about Young Guns 1 and Young Guns 2, and it was
funny.
It's my favorite movie. So so we were sitting and having that conversation, and it was great. We had a really, really good time, and so anybody wants to check that out, look it up. And I know that another show that I was on not too long ago, it hadn't launched yet. So now it's finally just about to come out, and I'm trying to remember what the hell the name of it is all the time. I can't believe I'm blanking out on the name.
That's
But it's a really cool show.
We'll have Alex say it in an overdub. It'll be funny. Oh yeah, the show was
insert here.
Well, this one's supposed to come out, I think, on Thursday or Friday.
That's great.
Oh my god, what the hell's the name of it?
Don't worry about it.
It's one of those things. I want
you do so many of them, Yeah, but we do. You do so many voice acting gigs, and I'm doing all my obligations with that stuff too. So what do you expect? You're gonna forget them every now and again. It happens.
It's called The Light Inside. That's what it is. The Light Inside, and so that's another cool one that I did, and that's going to be coming out this week. So I'm psyched about that one.
Nice, look at that.
I want to go back every once in a while. There's some that I do that I want to go back and listen to.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you call it? So speaking of Coulter and a couple of other people and Facebook, I had a couple of I had a couple of deals that I had to deal with trolls, and I trolled them back. Nice. And I won. What do you call it? I won, sons of bitches. There was a dude that was doing, you know, it's just the mean-hearted bad people that are sitting, and they like to sit and talk smack to people, but they can't handle it back. So, you know, what gets under Brim's skin is bullying. Don't bully people, especially people that I'm tight with. You know what I mean? Because I'm coming at you. You know, that's it. I'm not dealing with any of that. So I came at this one dude who tried throwing some stuff at me, and then I threw it right back, and then he shut the F up real quick.
Good. When you're able to clap back hard enough that they just go, ah, crap, I can't respond to this, then you know you won that one.
Yeah, and then there was another one. They started responding, and I think they posted it, and then they deleted it real quick, and that was another one. You know, I was just like,
yeah, because they knew that you were ready to bring, you know, the pain.
Because if I'm gonna spend my time coming at you, I'm gonna bring it. You know what I mean? It's been brought. But you know me. I mean, look, I do. I'm a nice guy. I'm easygoing. I have fun. But what do you call it when you cross? Cross me, and you cross people that are, I'm cool with, you know, for no reason. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like they did something douchey, but you know, like, people are so wrapped up in all this crap that's going on, and nobody can be right or wrong or indifferent. Like, everybody's at each other's throats. So, you know, I had to step in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had to step in. Anyway, you and I are going to talk about some really cool stuff in this next segment. What do you call it?
Sounds good to me.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I won't do as much talking.
Listen, you had to tell a story. It's all good. And it's your show. I mean, it's our show, but it's mainly you.
Yeah, but, so, you know, good. I feel bad. It's what do you call it? It's the both of us. My wingman. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? Fine. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys. This is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan War Dogs. and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we are back to Within Brimskin.
I thought you were for sure going to be doing Within Zambo Skin.
I was going to, but then I'm like, you know what? Nah.
Why is the show that bad? You just don't want to have anything to do.
No. I didn't feel like taking the limelight today. That's all.
It's all good. What do you call it?
It's the only reason.
Well, you've been a little you know low tonight. You're not like on it tonight. Well, you're on it, but you're like, yeah.
I mean, it's a mix of stuff. I got a lot of stuff going on at home, but that's really all it kind of is. Just a lot of stress, a lot of things going on, a lot of obligations I'm meeting. So I'm doing my best to stay on it while also at the same time not trying to fall asleep on the microphone. You know what I mean? Well, I'm not trying to be like dry eyes.
Well, we're almost done.
Ben
Stein.
No, I know we're close. But hey. I love being here. You know that. You love being here. We love being here. We love doing this. We love doing this for the fans and for each other. So fuck it. Let's keep going.
There you go. What do you call it? So one thing I got to say, and then I want to get into the stuff that we're going to have a cool conversation
about.
Yeah,
sure. Go
ahead. What do you call it? So I caught on Animal Crossing.
Yeah. What'd
you get? I got the whale shark.
Nice.
Have you gotten one of those yet?
No, not yet. Oh, biggest man, thing cool. I've gotten so far is the oarfish.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I've actually been using an oar fish.
No, but did you get a halachala?
Oh, the coelacanth. Yes, coelacanth. I've got the coelacanth.
Is it coelacanth or is it coelacanth?
Coelacanth.
Coelacanth is how it's really pronounced?
Yes, think of it as Mike Tyson saying it.
Okay. Coelacanth. We say halachala.
One thing I've actually been using for Animal Crossing is an app that's kind of like a companion app. Where you can keep track of what you've caught, your fossils, what art pieces you've gotten, and you can track your villagers and all this stuff. It's actually really cool.
Mm.
It's called, let me pull it up real quick, ACNH Life, and it's a free app you can use. And you can literally check off what bugs you've picked, and it gives you all the stats for the bugs, when and where they're available, their times, and all that jazz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it even tells you when in Southern Hemisphere mode as well. That's can give you... you know, your likelihood of getting the fossils and everything. It tells you, like, let's say I need to get a krill fish, right?
Okay.
It tells me the price, what location it's in, time of year, months 4 through 8, the time of day is available all day. And then it tells you the size of the fish shadow you're going to see. So the tiniest to the largest size.
Wow.
Really cool.
But don't don't you just go like fish? I mean,
yeah, but if you're looking for something specific, this kind of helps you narrow it down. So that way you ignore like the largest ones and the smallest ones, and you have to go for like the size that's like kind of like a, like if it's a 1 through 5, like you're looking for the size 3, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I sit so and I get them all and then I'll sell them all. I, you know.
No, I understand, but remember your first one always has to go to Tom Nook.
Exactly. Always. Goddamn crook.
No matter
what. Actually, it's not him.
Tom Nook. I'm sorry, Blathers.
Yeah, Blathers.
Dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, your first one. Well, it does go to Tom Nook after you sell it. So your second one goes to Tom Nook. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So what do you call it? So I wanted to talk with you about some fun stuff. Danielle had sent I think she posted something on her page. Right before we went live, something else reminded me of it. So I wanted to add this on. So
go for it.
So, you know, again, Danielle's birthday, they had these little party poppers and they popped the pops, the party poppers and inside, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you remember the old school cap gun smell? Dude, old enough to have cap?
Yeah, it's like that sulfur like smell that just smells
the brimstone. So good. Yes, yeah, yeah. No, it smelled really like weirdly good. It was like an oddly good smell.
I had a steel Colt revolver that had the plastic six shooter piece. You know which one I'm talking about? Looks kind of like a little red flower.
I love
the white
those.
Dots of the powder.
I miss
I remember
those.
I had about 200 of those little caps, and I burned through them all in a weekend at my grandma's house playing like cowboy or something like that.
They don't make those anymore, do they? There's got to be a place to get them.
I'm going to see. Hang on.
We need those. We need those. We could get those at the studio. I want those so bad. So the smell brought me back.
They still got them. They're still around.
Oh, then we need to get some.
They are. Yep. They still. Literally, it's – dude. What? It's $2.30 on Amazon.
What?
For a gun with like 8 shots in it.
Really?
And the gun is obviously reusable.
We're going to have to
figure this out. Shipping's like $5. I mean, $3, but still. So the total is like $5.
But if we get a bunch of them, it'll be worth it. All right, we'll talk about that off air.
We'll talk about that. But we can do that. We can do that.
What do you call it? So it reminded me of this thing that was, I guess, this string of memes that was on her page. Mm-hmm. And it was like all old school, like 80s stuff. And the things that are so different now than they were then. You know what I mean? Like one of the things, and I was sitting, talking to Haley about it. We were sitting at the table, and I laughed because one of them was like about a cassette tape. Yeah. And it was a cassette tape that had just been eaten. So you could see the stuff out of the, you know how it used to hang out of the cassette.
Yeah.
So she's like, "What is that?" I was like, "Oh my God, that hurt. That just, it was like a kick in the nuts."
Still, I explained
it. I explained it to her, and I told her about how, you know, they used to get eaten, and then if it got eaten too much, that like some people were really crafty and they were able to clip both ends of the eaten part and then tape the two good sides together, so you'd miss half the song or two songs, but at least you'd have the rest of the tape.
I remember I managed to find a blank tape, and I recorded a radio station. Uh-huh. And I had my remote and I had the remote to my stereo. And whenever a commercial went on, I would always time it just right, just to stop it and then resume recording. So that way I had like a mixtape of like an hour's worth of radio music. And I would just listen to that tape like crazy. I burnt that tape out so much. I tried using Scotch tape to fix it, and it did not work.
That's the thing. You know? Like, you have to be really good in order to have gotten that to have gotten that done.
Yeah.
You know, like
that was like, I think, where my first love for like getting it right, you know, for audio was like there. You know what I mean? It was wild.
Yeah. What do you call it? So, okay. Another one I want to see if you remember, because again, you're a little bit younger than I am, but
a little bit, but I have some old school knowledge. No.
Were you still around in the day where there was where the phones actually had cords, so you weren't able to move away from the wall?
I had a rotary phone.
I had
the one that you had to put your finger through, spin the ring all the way around, and let it drop, and do the next one. I had one of those. I had a cordless phone. I had original AT&T answering machine and a caller ID attached to the same phone.
See, we didn't have caller ID, you know, for like the longest time. I only had the and if the phone was busy, You couldn't get anybody else on.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna be probably chastised a little bit technology wise, but I had dial up until about 2008.
Oh wow!
I'm not even kidding. And then even then, we got broadband, not Optimum, broadband.
Remember that?
Which was like. I had that as my ringtone for the longest time, and I was like, I will never forget this sound.
It was awful.
By the way, you get a 36-pack. Okay, so just to go back to the cap guns real quick.
Okay.
You can get a 36-pack of cap guns with 8 shots each in them for $98. That's 36 snub-nose cap guns, fully loaded, 36 of them for $98.
Oh, wow.
So we could essentially have an all-out, like, just start giving them away.
I don't know if we want 36 of them.
All I'm saying is there's 3 left in stock, and we should order soon. That's all.
Okay. Shoot me that link. Let's talk.
I know. I'm just playing around. But still, it's Ja Rule. That's the name of the company. Oh, my God.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. That's what they were. Interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
What do you call it? So what kind of old school 80s differences from then to now that do you remember? Like anything that like stands out in your mind?
My Micro Machine set that I had when I was a kid. I had one of the Micro Machine RVs That was, it was released in the 90s, but it was like a re-release of something from the 80s for Micro Machines. It was like one of those RV sets that had like a dirt, like Excite Bike racetrack looking thing. It all folded out. It was wild. I remember having in Hot Wheels, this was a 90s toy. I will remember that. It was the Volcano with the speed booster in the Volcano, and it had the big loop, and you had like the two race cars. One was crap, but one was amazing. I think it was like blue and steel. It was just, it was wild.
That's crazy. And they were, see, they were made well then. They were made with metal. Yeah. Like now everything's plastic.
It's, or like, you know, some alloy that just bends like crazy.
It was cheaper then, but made more of, but made better than now, which is made cheaper and, you know, and just twice the price.
Obviously, I've gotten hand-me-down Hot Wheels. I've gotten hand-me-down Legos from the 80s, like things like that. So like I had Lego sets and OG Lego sets from 80s and 90s and all that stuff. I had OG action figures of like G.I. Joe and Batman and Superman and, you know, movie action heroes and stuff like that. I even had a James Bond action figure, I believe.
Those are the good times.
I had Power Rangers, the original Power Ranger action figures. I had the yellow, the pink, the red, and the blue Ranger. God, I had so many. Like, like now that I'm thinking, I'm
so
I'm
many
like
good things.
Back, I'm thinking back to like when I lived at my old house when I was like really young, before I was like 10.
Insane.
And so I had the city carpet. The city carpet. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing that I'm going to say before we go to end the show.
Go for it.
Is, what do you call it? Do you remember the old school coin holders that looked like an open vagina when you opened it up and all the coins were inside, and then they closed again? Is it open, close, open, close? And no, they don't even make those anymore. Yep.
Mine was shaped like a football, but it had no paint on it, so it just looked like a flesh ball. It was really weird.
There you go.
But yes.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. It was the texture of a football, but it had none of the paint on it anymore because it all faded off and it just looked like a fleshy meat sack that just had coins in it. It was so
But they gross. Worked. They worked. Anyway, listen, everybody, it's been an honor and a privilege to serve. As always, what do you call it? We appreciate you tuning into Within Brimskin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.